stay locked in and fully loaded.
Ashanti Radio
and Verkay Radio.
They said we couldn't do it,
but we global now, worldwide. Boom, in your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
Live from New York and broadcasted worldwide
on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Echo, Apple TV, Siri, and all mobile streaming devices.
Welcome to Productivity 360, your platform for all things productivity.
With your host, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph,
a.k.a. Mr. Productivity. It's time to talk productive.
Welcome back to Productivity 360, folks. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, with 60 seconds of productivity every single day. But on this follow-through Friday, we're right here on Bashani and iHeart and worldwide, baby. We're bringing you the best and the brightest from all around the world. Why? Because we know it's possible. And folks, if it's possible, then we must achieve it. Today, I'm going to pull a playbook out of my Live to Produce consulting guide to help each and every one of you to maximize your life. We're going to be talking about the game of business, understanding the game of business. Well, listen, before I do that, let me explain to you where this is coming from. It's coming from a playbook that I wrote quite some time ago. But what is Live to Produce? It's our consulting firm, which takes great pride in helping professionals, athletes, military veterans, and other industry professionals successfully transition into business owners and leading and making an impact in their community and abroad. As you know, the radio show does the exact same thing. It's helping you to win. So we understand what it means to serve, and we know how much it means to have a rewarding path to enter after whatever it is that you've just come out of. Listen, our team shares an aggregate of about 40 years of leadership, entrepreneurial experience, and transition experience for military veterans. Listen, Live to Produce is actually a veteran-owned, global thought-provoking company committed to building individuals, organizations, and corporations to produce productive citizens. The focal point is to help increase their bottom line, transform their performance and productivity for maximum results. So before I get started, again, I told you it's going to be understanding the game of business, whether that is from the field to the heel, ball to business, from trade to the stage, or from head to hand. Listen, folks, we're going to give you the nuggets that you need to succeed at this thing. Well, when we think about transition, when we think about moving from one industry to the next, after you've been doing something for a very long time, it sometimes seems as if it's entirely too hard for you to shift the paradigm, shift the gear, shift your mind into something new. And what I want you to understand is that you have had success in one area, but it doesn't automatically equate success to another. If you don't know how to successfully transition your skills, your talents, and your abilities into a new industry, you're going to have what we call the fallout. And that fallout is you've successfully climbed the ladder on one side, and now it seems like you have plummeted. You have fallen to the bottom ring, and now you have to start all over. Well, I want to give you some tips, tools, and strategies that's going to help you to navigate this specific thing. So the very first thing that I would tell you is that when you leave one industry, prior to leaving that industry, you have to take time time to understand what that industry has given you. What have you garnered in that industry? Doesn't matter how many medals you may have won. It doesn't matter how many exploits you may have had or any of that stuff. If you cannot shift the paradigm and cause it to relate to where you're headed. See, what I know and understand about industries is that each and every one of them has their own lingo, their own vernacular, their own jargon, and the two do not necessarily mix. So understanding how to properly articulate that which you have done in another industry to make it relevant in the incoming industry or the one that you may end up going into. Hopefully you're picking up what I'm putting down already, because it's all about the paradigm shift. The first question that you have to ask yourself is, what does this mean in the realm that I desire to go into? If you have lingo that comes from one industry that is not cross-promotional or well understood, then you're going to have to do some excavating and some evaluating. Excavating from the position of, what does that actually equate to in this new arena? I can give you a plethora of examples, but I want you to take the time to take in actually what I'm saying. So let's move to this point. Knowing your unique passion recognition, you have to be able to write down what you are passionate about, what you have experience in, and make sure that you're able to articulate it in this new field. Because yes, you may have had administrative skills in this specific area, but does it equate to the same thing in this new industry? The lingo may be different. You may have to go and research the actual positions that you're looking for or the things that actually marry up to the things that you did. Now, there are so many different ways for us to do that, but I need you to understand that recognition is the greatest motivator. And when you understand that recognition is the greatest motivator, then you understand why it's important for you to actually break these things down. Now, the biggest part and the hardest part is for people to recognize what I like to call their action plan. Their action plan. See, when you're transitioning, you have to have a plan. If you have a plan and you work the plan will work for you. But if you don't have a plan, then you have prepared to fail and you have to accept it, because that's what your actions have literally put into practice. I hope that you all are picking up what I'm putting down, because this all ties in to what I call the game of business. So the question that you have to ask yourself, if you have transitioned and you haven't seen evidence and results, the question is, what's stunting your growth? What's stunting your growth? And then when you're able to answer that, ask yourself, why? Why is this thing stunting my growth? Very, very simple. I'm going to tell you the secret key. The thing that most often stunts people's growth when it comes to transition is procrastination. Procrastination because you think, oh, I'll be able to do that later. Oh, I'll figure that out. No, you have to take the time prior to you transitioning. If you are wise, if you are smart, and you want to be productive about your transition, what you will do is check it out far enough in advance. Start studying the industry that you want to go into and ask yourself, what are the qualifications? What are the skills necessary? What are they looking for? And how does that equate to what I have already done? See, that only happens when you're truly focused, because focus causes you to be prepared. When you're focused on something, you will prepare. So I'm going to give everyone a nugget. You have to have what I call an internal productivity statement. Before I leave this industry, I want to, one, make sure that I have garnered all my skills, put them down, bulletized them, and said to myself, how does this equate to this next industry? And what have I done in this industry that is outside of the norm? Everybody does a few things, but very few people do magnificent things. So have you taken the time to write out what you've done, how you've done it, and what was magnificent about what you've done? Why is this significant? Many of you may ask. Well, what separates you? Let's look at this. If you were talking about someone who is leaving the government system or the military system, and they're going into the civilian sector, what they would need to know is, how does the lingo of the military translate into the civilian sector? If it doesn't translate properly, you will be speaking apples to a place that may want oranges or grapes, and wondering why you're frustrated because no one ever picked up the phone to say, we received your resume. If you were leaving the sports world and you were looking to go into business, yes, you may have some fame or acclaim, you may have some awards, but guess what? That doesn't mean a hill of beans to the people in the business world. Unless you can transition well and show people that you have a business mindset, what you did in sports may not matter. So what I want people to understand, as we mentioned, from the field to the heel, if you're going from the military service and trying to go into politics, what does that equate to? What have you done? Why should people listen? And what is significant about you? If you're taking something from a trade to the stage, yes, you may have done X, Y, and Z. Now you want to become a speaker on that specific topic or a subject matter expert on that topic. Why should they listen to you? What have you done that is spectacular that will cause you to be not just a subject matter expert, but someone who they should listen to in that field? If we were talking about moving things from your head to your hands, inventions, writing books, and things of that nature, then the question is, okay, why should we listen to you? Okay, you've become an author. That's great. There are hundreds of thousands of authors out there. What makes you stand out? Remember, we're talking about the game of business. But let's go back. If you're focused and prepared, you can find yourself being significant. And see, most people are shooting for success when they should be shooting for significance. So the will to win is worthless if you do not have the will to prepare. I'm gonna say that again. The will to win is worthless if you do not have the will to prepare. So preparation is key, folks. Let's look at the sports arena. Are there some athletes that you know that maybe have transitioned well? What about a Jamal Mashburn, a Ulysses Lee Jr., Bridgman? What about a Michael Irvin or a Michael Jordan? What do you remember about these athletes, and why would you know their name? Because they not only took what they did in the game, they moved it over into another industry, causing their name and their business acumen to literally shift where they were and open up doors for where they're going. There are some pretty interesting facts when you think about athletes. And let's talk about this. What about a few Fortune 500 companies that have been or are currently being led by former athletes? Did you know that General Motors CEO Dan Akerson was a former boxer? Did you know that the Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan was a former rugby player? Did you know that General Electric CEO Jeffrey Immelt was a former football player? What about Ford Motor Company, the CEO Alan Mulally, former tennis player? I can go on and on and on. Well, they transitioned well. They took what they did, whether it's in whatever arena of sports they were in, and they transitioned it to business. So transforming today's athletes into tomorrow's business owners and leaders, transforming today's soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guard into future politicians or future business owners, is it possible? Of course it is. But there are three key things that they all need. Those three key things is they need vision, they need training, and they need education. You don't just walk off the court or walk off the field and immediately go into this new arena. You need training, you need vision, you need education, and you need execution. Yes, you need money, and you also need relationships. When you talk about vision, it's about how to get clarity. Clarity is king. And when you have clarity, it's possible that you can achieve pretty much anything. Because I truly believe in my heart that what you focus on is what actually gets done. But then education. There are five W's to developing the right type of education necessary to transition. Then also we talk about execution, how to use tools effectively. There are times when you can actually gather, and then there are times when you go to get assembled. They're two different things, and they have two different purposes. So when you recognize that, that's when you become effective and efficient. Then when you talk about money, most athletes come with a plethora of money if they've learned how to manage, invest, and get compounded growth out of their money when they were in the game, whatever that game may be. Then there's also this thing called relationships, relationships, relationships. I harp on that so much because people have to understand the new currency, folks, is relationships. How to build and how to maintain solid and healthy relationships. These are the things that we teach when we talk about understanding the game of business. But watch this, folks. What I need everyone to hear who is listening to the sound of my voice on this Follow Through Friday right here on Bashanian Worldwide is that it will take discipline and development. No matter what you try to get into, no matter what you do, it will take discipline and development. You know, I'm reminded of this great gentleman who said, he's a billionaire. Yes, he is. You'd know who he is if I said his name. But he said, I will never buy something that I don't understand. And that has served this young man quite well over the years. He's an astute businessman. But that's a practice that he put in place specifically because he says, if I don't understand it, I don't want to buy it because I won't be able to make sure that it gets what it's supposed to do and how it's supposed to be done. Leave that to someone who understands it. Here's a question for you. When you think about discipline and development, the real question is, how has the lack of discipline affected your productivity to date? As you're listening to this show, you may be saying, whoa, man, this is some heavy stuff. But the game of business is real. People always want the evidence and the results, but they don't want the responsibility. People always want the authority to be able to say yay or nay, but they don't want the responsibility. So what am I saying to you, folks? Ask yourself that question again. How has your lack of discipline affected your productivity in life? Now, let me ask you this. How will you feel when you find yourself producing from your place of passion? See, a lot of times people are frustrated because there's no discipline. Discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishments. Discipline is the difference between goals and accomplishments. Now, listen, folks. To increase awareness and assistance, it is to be understood that the game of business is a real game. The same way that you played on the field or on the court, the same way that you went and you trained in battle and you trained in garrison, the same way that you found yourself learning that trade, right? And getting that wisdom and that knowledge so that you can be a tradesman or a craftsman or a subject matter expert. The same way that you did that is the same way that you're going to have to be fixed, focused, and dedicated to the cause of the new industry that you're transitioning into. I hope that you all are picking up what I'm putting down. Listen, your ability to recognize, cultivate, and train the future business leaders of tomorrow is what people are waiting on. And you have a gift, you have a talent, you have a skill, you have an ability, but you've got to learn how to manage it. You've got to learn how to manage it. So I want to teach you about how to identify the best practices when it comes to your transition. I want to teach you about creating incentives for milestones to reach. I want to teach you about developing a strategic plan that enables you to move from wherever you find yourself to wherever you desire to go. So at the end of the day, I need you to locate, network, and make key connections. This is one of the key principles to making sure that you're able to transition well. Is this making sense? I hope so. Well, one of the first things that we have to make sure we have, as we spoke earlier, is clarity. You have to have clarity, folks. Not only do you need clarity, you need courage. Not only do you need courage, you need confidence. Not only do you need confidence, you need to be able to communicate and communicate effectively. Do you know who you're dealing with? Do you know what you should be looking for? Well, look, you've got to study your craft. You've got to understand the realm of business that you want to go into. So I challenge you to take the next step. Remember this, success is built from strategy. So no matter what it is that you desire to do, you've got to create some type of system to get things done. I also want to share with you, you have to start asking yourself, who are your mentors? Who are you going to look up to? Who are you going to learn from? It doesn't matter that you had fame and acclaim. It doesn't matter what you did in the other industry. What matters is, are you going to the ones who are already doing and learning from them so that you can come up behind them and work to a level and a status that you desire? How much time do you devote to making it happen? You say you want more. You say you want better. You say you want a shift. Well, how much time do you devote to that? See, because once again, what you focus on is what gets done. So my question is to you, what's next and how will it sustain your income? What's next and how will it sustain your income? Have you paid attention to that? What kind of books are you reading to gain the knowledge so that you can spring forward? Because the one thing that I understand about books is books gives you the opportunity. Yes, you need book smart, you need street smart, you need the wherewithal to be able to handle the industry in which you're walking into. The same way that you understood the playbook, the same way that you understood the guidelines and the rules to the game, is the same way that you're gonna have to take that approach when it comes to this new industry that you wanna transition into. So remember, whether it's from the field to the heel, whether it's from ball to business, whether it's from trade to the stage, or whether it's from your head to your hands, it's time for you to focus on the game of business. And understanding the game of business is going to help you to navigate the muddy waters. Understanding the game of business is going to help you navigate the muddy waters. Your success is not predicated on the work of others, but the strategy that you employ to maximize your potential. I hope that you all have been picking up what I've been putting down, because this right here, this understanding the game of business, is going to help you transition and transition well. So here are some takeaways that I want you to really, really pay attention to. Who are the people in your life that you actually need to connect to? Who are they? What are their names? When do you need to connect with them? Where do you need to be to connect, and why? If you can ask yourself those simple questions and you can answer them, you will find out the education piece that you need. Who are the people that you should be connected to? Who are the people that are doing what you desire to do at another level, right? If you're the smartest one in the room, it's time to move rooms. There's nothing wrong with pouring out, but you've got to get poured into. What do you need to do? What are the practices? What are the principles? What do you need to be putting in place? And when? When is this feasible? See, you can have everything that you need, but you do it out of time and out of turn. And guess what? You're going to have problems. Then you have to ask yourself, where? Where am I supposed to do this thing? Because location is important, not just in real estate, but literally in business. You have to know that you're in the right climate, in the right place to execute the thing that is on the inside of you. And of course, the why. If you don't have a compelling why that's going to get you up each and every day, every morning, that's going to cause you to go after what you desire in life, then you might as well quit right now. You might as well quit right now. So, as I've always said, the art of education is repetition. What you focus on is more like what you want to accomplish. If you're not focusing on what you want to accomplish, then what is the purpose? Education literally is the gateway to knowledge and understanding of multiple industries. So watch this. The business genius, Mr. Warren, says, never invest in a business you cannot understand. Yes, Warren Buffett. That's what he says. So what I need you to get an understanding of is where you're headed, where you want to go, why you want to go there, and what you're going to do when you get there. Because if you don't actually have that already mapped out, planned out, worked out, then guess what? You're not ready. You're not ready. So the other thing that I want to talk to you about, we talk about that vision. We talk about education. Now it's about training. So training really talks about the how-to. It's really about how are you going to get this done? What's the execution method, model? What are you going to do to make that happen? Yeah, folks, I know it's a lot, but guess what? When you put your mind to getting things done, it will actually happen for you. Whatever you commit to can actually be accomplished. So what are your goals? And goals are lofty, but remember this, you've got to set a timeline to your goals. You got to set a timeline to your, if you want to accomplish your goals, you got to set a timeline to them. You can't just have stuff just open-ended. Hopefully this is making sense to you guys. I'm talking about understanding the game of business. And when you understand the game of business, you will be able to navigate the fields and understand how you can maximize your potential. Yes, that's what it's all about, folks. I believe it wholeheartedly. You've got to want to fight for the opportunities that are ahead of you. If you're not willing to fight for the opportunity will surely pass you by. So one, how do you manage it? When and how much should you save? What should you invest in? Are there some safe practices that you should actually be practicing? How-tos are so important. They're so important because they help you to navigate the space into success and then on to significance. So I got a question for you. Everybody doesn't like talking about money, but coming up with a good idea isn't all that it's cracked up to be. As it relates to the idea of making money, it involves a lot of trial and error. And I believe it was the great Richard Branson who said, launching a business is essentially an adventure in problem solving. Solve a problem, and you'll never be out of business. The key is to solve a problem that makes you money. Make a list every day of the things that you might enjoy and try to figure out how you could make money doing them. If you simply do those things, guys, you'll be on the path and the pathway to developing in a new industry. So, there are many, many other things that I want to talk to you about, but I think I'm going to cap it right here. If you want to learn more about understanding the game of business, you can always reach out to me via my website, livetoproduce.com. This is just a snippet out of the playbook, helping you to see that life is not a box of chocolates. It's actually like lemonade. I'm going to give you lemons. Will you give me lemonade? Will you give me lemon meringue pie? Whatever it is, it's possible. You can make many things out of one thing. If I gave you a seed, would you be mad? I hope you wouldn't, because you can take that seed and cultivate that seed and create an orchard, depending upon what it is. Remember this, seeds produce after its own kind. So when you look at this business piece, you want to produce after your own kind. What is on the inside of you? What is great about you? Bring it to the forefront and help people to get there as well. So remember, whether you're talking about from the field to the heel, from ball to business, from trade to stage, from head to hand or head to heart, whatever that is, you can do it. Understanding the game of business, folks. I love it. This is what I eat, live, and breathe. And I hope that you're picking up what I'm putting down, but it's time for this thing to come to a close. Just to whet your appetite and give you a little bit of taste of what's going on out there in the business arena. So, as you transition in life, remember this, there's absolutely nothing impossible. You can do all things if you just simply put your mind to it. Whatever you desire to practice, however you desire to do it, you can do it. Never let somebody's perception of you become your actual reality. And remember this, no negative talk, folks. No negative talk. Why? Because there could be hundreds of other people screaming about you, but you want to know the words that you remember the most? It's your own words. So no negative talk, no negative thinking on your side. Look yourself in the mirror and say, today is my day, and every day thereafter is my day. The day was created for me to produce in. And when you look at it from that perspective, you can understand the game of business. You can transition from any field or industry that you may find yourself in and literally have a great time doing it. I know so many people all around the world who have transitioned into entrepreneurship from many different walks of life. But guess what? The moment that they tapped into their potential, there was no stopping them. So I want to take a pause for the cause. I want to invite you guys, if you're listening to today's show, the Productive Business Summit is coming up on June 8th, folks. June 8th. It's going to be a life-changing event. If you've been listening to the show, you've heard a little bit about it. I'm telling you, if you're anywhere near Arizona, anywhere, and I mean planes fly from everywhere to Arizona, make sure that you have your face in the place June 8th as we get ready to kick off the Productive Business Summit. We'll also be kicking off a number of things. To name one in specific is Phoenix Civility Day. Yes, there's a proclamation that has been put out by the mayor of Phoenix that June 8th will be Phoenix Civility Day. I'm super excited about that. That's a whole nother show that we can sit and talk about, and I can bring my friends from all around the world to tell you why it's so important to have civility in your life. Well, listen, folks, I just wanted to invite you to the Productive Business Summit. You can go to the website, productivebusinessnetwork.com/summit, and make sure that you have your face in the place, because it's about to go down, folks. You don't want to miss it. June 8th. Productive Business Summit. Well, like I always say, I want you to be innovative and be productive. But most of all, come on, y'all, let's all get out there and live to produce. Remember this, no matter where you're transitioning from, understanding the game of business will literally change the trajectory of your life. And you can start all over again, and you can take it all the way to the top. Never negate the power of the start. All right, folks, we'll catch you next Friday right here on Bashani, iHeart, and worldwide on Productivity 360, folks.
Thank you for listening to the Productivity 360 Radio Show with Dr. Vernet A. Joseph. Interact with Dr. Vernet on the Productivity 360 Radio Show Facebook page. For books, coaching, or speaking inquiries, visit livetoproduce.com. Until next week, be productive or be replaced.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio Show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. plus streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.